Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so that the banks help. We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Eva Rosenberg is supposed to be here. We're working on getting her on the show. We're having a little technical difficulty connecting up with her, but we're working on that. The one of the things I wanted to do, we and I are going to continue to march because I want to flesh out and round out a little bit of some of the things that Nellie Acalp and I were just talking about with regard to your company, your business. If you're starting a small business, my advice is, day one, you don't have any contracts, don't incorporate. Don't become an LLC, don't become an S-Corp, day one. You probably got limited capital, you got to spread it around, every penny is precious. And so you're going to need to buy marketing material, signage. You might have to put a deposit down on an office, on a lease of an office, or you're going to have to buy a computer or a printer or supplies or whatever. You need that money for those things. Remember this, incorporating, you'll never hear me not tell you not to incorporate when the time comes. But remember that a corporate veil only protects you from other people's negligence. It doesn't protect you from your own negligence. So, if you've got two people who are driving a truck, one for their company, and they own the company, it's their truck, and they're the only employee, and they have a wreck and they hurt someone, it doesn't matter if that corporate, that guy driving that truck has a corporation. That, as the individual driving the vehicle, their personal estate will be subject to a judgment. Now, on the other hand, if an employee of a company has a wreck and hurts someone, then the owner of that corporation, that person's personal estate will be protected by the corporation, by the corporate veil, as much as it can be, because the owner would not be found to be negligent as long as the truck was well maintained, the driver knew what they were supposed to be doing, they'd been given instructions. The owner would not be, now the corporation or the LLC would be subject to a default, to a judgment, and the driver would be subject to for their own behavior, but not the owner. But if you're an individual, you're a party of one, you're a small business, and you don't have any employees, you haven't entered into any contracts, in my opinion, at that moment you can use your money better for other things. Now, the minute you start entering into contracts, I'm not necessarily talking about a lease contract. Those are pretty simple contracts. There's usually not anything gimmicky about them. But any kind of a lease with a customer, I mean a contract with a customer, or a partnership, or a vendor, or something like that. If you ever enter into any contracts like that, that's the two triggers for when you need to protect yourself, your personal assets, is when you have employees and when you start entering into business contracts. That's the trigger for when you need to invest in a company, when you need to invest in a corporation or an LLC. Spend the $500 or the $1,000 or whatever it costs to make that happen. That's when you want to do that, because to do it before that, there's nothing wrong with doing it before that, except that you might need that money for something else. If you don't need the money, if you got enough money, the $500 or whatever, $1,000, whatever it costs to create an entity, a separate entity, then you know, do that right away. Do it right away. This absolutely is a good idea. But you might, if you need to use the money for something else. The other thing is, and Nellie brought this up in the earlier segments, it's also, one good thing about incorporating is, it should, especially if you get a tax ID number, is helping you to not commingle the funds, your personal funds and your business funds. But again, in the very early days of your business, so many small businesses, it's very difficult to differentiate between your personal money and the business's money until you start having customers, until you start having some revenue that you got to make deposits. And so I'm giving you nuances here, folks, on when to incorporate, when not to. I'm not telling you not to. I'm just buying you a little time if you need the money, if you need to use your money a little bit differently. In the early days, it's almost 2010. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.